that black people have learned, to the extent that we love this country, whatever that means, that we have learned to love this country in spite of and not because of.
I love America. Mm-hmm. This is it's an important thing for me to say, because unlike a lot of other people in this country, black or white, I've traveled the world.
Right.
You know, I ain't just traveled a couple of states. I went to states when my grandparents took me on vacation, but I've traveled the world. And there is no other country with the type of opportunity for minority that you have in this country, anywhere in the world. There's no more opportunity in any other place, but with that opportunity comes a lot of BS, and we understand that. But it comes a responsibility. We are responsible to do better as black people in this country. And I don't care how white people look at you. I don't care how you think the government looks. I don't care about. I care that we have a $1 trillion spending base. And if you want to see change, then you have to start to focus on economically, how can we change our communities? How can we self-segregate our dollar? How can we get 1 million black people in one weekend to take $100 and move it to one black bank? That's what I'm interested in seeing. I'm not interested in saying, oh, America's so down on me. Oh, I don't want to. That's why I'm a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how any black person can tell me that they are not pro-gun. And I don't mean I need 80 guns, the government is coming, I need to protect myself. I mean, we're only 51 years into real freedom. There's no other group of people that have been oppressed in any other place, from the Sudan to the Palestinians to the Jews of Nazi Germany, that have given the option to stay armed, know how to shoot, would. My grandfather shot all his life because he came up in Eden, Georgia. My grandmother knew how to shoot a gun. She grew up in Tuskegee, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Now, just because we moved to the cities and poverty has caused us to infight is no reason to shut down gun laws. But we don't understand the uniqueness of this opportunity to even to engage in having armed citizens, because we've never been out anywhere outside the world. So for me, I think there's much opportunity in this country as black people we're not taking care of. So before we go to gun route, mm-hmm. I want to just say, black people, take $100. Pick one black bank or credit union. Organize 10 of your friends, organize 10 of their friends, and organize 100 people, and put that money in that bank at the same day. If you want to go bigger, one of these leaders, one of these organizers, organize 1 million people. Get your big famous rap stars you always call, have them come out the same way they ask you to come out when they want you to buy some product. Have them to take 1 million black people to take $100, put it in one black bank, and watch what that money does, and watch how differently you start being treated that Monday after that Friday. And that's what we need to start doing. We need to attack economically in places we haven't been.
Let me go back to the gun issue. I'm all for Second Amendment rights. I've said any number of times to friends and probably in the media somewhere that if you really want to solve the gun crisis in America, give every Negro a gun.
Our laws have changed overnight.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's my point. You want to really stop? You want to stop this mess? Give every Negro in the country a gun. We would. This stuff would stop quicker than right now, and sooner than at once, if every Negro had a gun.